You're such an asshole.
Gonna bang out a couple here today because that asshole consulting, it never ends. We got a question. If you got a question, go to assholeconsulting.com and send them to me with your money. And thanks to stuff. Hey, Cappy, returning customer. I have a great job in terms of pay, but I don't have any free time. Quick facts. You're a tradesman and you work on particular type of machinery. Third generation of your family. I make $27 an hour. And after a certain amount of hours, you make $62.50. Working 50 hours a week, but no set schedule. I never know when I'll get a call. Then I'll have to roll because it's an emergency when the call comes. My job has me on call 24/7 with every other weekend off. On my weekend off, I play catch up around the house, groceries, lawn care, laundry, etc. Most of my friends are dead. I have one left. Like, I mean, not literally dead, metaphorically dead, I presume. Started to struggle with my purpose or even a reason to keep going besides making lots and lots of money. Between my Robinhood account, gold, silver, and equity in my home, I'm sitting on a net worth of over $250,000. I live between $1,500 and $2,000 a month to cover everything, $700 mortgage included. The rest gets invested. I've lost relationships because of my job, but I'm not willing to give it up because the money is good, drama is low, and the boss is a good guy to work for. I don't know what I'm missing. Since my last breakup, I've set up a few women as friends with benefits, and they know the deal. I ride a motorcycle, play pool. Pool table is my living room because I don't have time to waste in local bars looking at the cows. Tried making friends online. Nothing came of it. Tried other hobbies, and they helped for a time. Any question, feel free to ask. By the way, I read Poor Richard's Retirement, Curse of the High IQ, Bachelor Pad Economics, my ROI. My IQ is 130. Good man. Not looking for a fix, just some guidance to get out of this rut. Thanks. And I'd say, okay. I said, got any kids or a wife? Divorced back in 2016, together for 10 years, married for 3. No kids. Already had a vasectomy, no kid. I'm interested in women. The lack of free time has cost me 2 relationships. And I was like, okay. You're at the point now where you could scale back on work. And if they say, no, we need you on full time, go find another job. Because you don't need the job. You're minimalist. You make a lot of money. And, you know, it's like, what's the point of a job? Well, the point of a job is to make money so you could go live life. You have nothing but the working and the making of the money, but you do not have any free time. You're not living the life. And another thing, you're working, what, 50 hours a week, you said? But no set schedule. And I understand since there's no set schedule, that kind of throws a curveball into it. 50 hours a week isn't that much. And in the here and now, what I would do is I would learn to be really good at managing your time so you could free up some extra time. It's not exciting or sexy shit. It's like, okay, I'm going to town, but let me run a bunch of errands all in one shot. Like, because I'm building the house and everything like that. I don't just go to town to get one thing. I'm like, all right, what does the house need? What do I got to get? So you end up saving hours of time, which are critical and vital. And all of a sudden you got time to go see a movie. You got time to go on a date. So 50 hours a week, that doesn't seem like a lot. Unless you're commuting a long distance, there's a lot of travel involved, and I could see that. But I would, I would just see if you're not pissing away time in other ways. Because 50 hours a week is not that much. Now, if it's that annoying to you and you only want to do 30 hours a week, okay, you can live off of that. You have enough money. Just tell your boss you don't want to work that much. If your boss doesn't like that and wants you to, like, well, no, you can't work for us then. All right, fine. Then go somewhere else. Say, I'm only working 40 hours a week. I want, what is it, between 20? Boy, that's $62.50 an hour is real nice, though. And that's... And I said, like, okay, well, do you have family? Do you have children? And here's the other thing you got to consider about is that just if you had free time doesn't mean there's going to be a social life. How old are you? Boo, you're married. I presume you're in your late 30s. It's not like there's going to be this huge social network. Now, hopefully, yeah, maybe if you want to have another girl, you want to have a girlfriend. and working costs you the job, all right, that you may want to consider about getting another job. But just so you know, this is not a bad job you got making $62.50 an hour in overtime. Not bad at all. And if you think the grass is greener on the other side, like, oh, I'm working too much, it's like, well, yeah, but what else you got? I mean, I'll give you a perfect example. Like, okay, I work about 60 to 70 hours a week. And the reason I do is because there's nothing else to do. Oh, I get my workout in, I go and I do social stuff, and I go for a hike, and I ride my motorcycle and all that, spend time with the nieces. But there's still, without family, you will have a surplus of time. And most people do suck. The land whales at the bar, they're not attractive. You're not going to hit on it. So you're going to have to find a girl. I mean, I would almost like just keep doing this until you find a person or a social life or a reason or a hobby to actually leave the business working 50 hours a week. You're like, no, I'm just down to 30. Take me off the rotation clock. Right? Because you like, oh, if I just have all this extra time, then I'll have a, no. Social life requires other people, and other people suck. They suck. Friends with benefits. Friends with boo, 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 boo. Try making friends online. Nothing came of it yet. Yeah, because it's usually, I mean, an IQ of 130. I mean, you read the book, Curse of the High IQ, right? You know how rare it is? You're going to find someone with an IQ of 130 within that range that you can actually talk to them. Not looking for a fix. All just some guidance to get out of this rut. You're going to have to do different hobbies. Get your exercise together. But I wouldn't give up your job unless there was like a compelling social or romantic or love life that was like, oh, I got my wife now and she really wants me to spend time with. Okay, fine. But that's life, man. Life is you're working a job. You're lucky you got a job that pays that much money. That's great. But that's it. That's all it is. You work and then you die. And more recently, starting with Gen X, everybody sucks. They're boring, they're lame, and they don't go out and live life. There you go. And all you're going to do, I'm afraid, is like, oh, this job's taking too much of my time. If you give up this job, now you ain't making the money, which is a very important thing. Everyone forgets the lower ends of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. I will never forget being poor or hungry. I will never forget that. Be like, oh, you really ought to increase your hourly. And I have. I've increased it over at assholeconsulting.com. But the average, I'm like, I like to keep the average consult around $38 an hour. Why? Because it could go away at any time. And I want to get the volume. I want to have the money. I want to be able to eat food and not worry about it. So don't forget. Now, you do have quite an indispensable skill. So I wouldn't worry. You could quit your job, go find something else. But maybe that's another thing. Could you just go apply for other jobs? See what's out there. Now you got to take any of them. See what's out there. See if you don't have to be on calls. See if you get a higher wage. That's what I'd do. Athamel Dekua, $2. Burning out already? Just kidding. Being on call sucks. Mexican poops. Thank you. Being on call does suck. But what else have you got? There's no opportunity cost. Juan C. 415. What happened to your original handle there, Juan? All right. Hey, look who's here. Modern Life Dating. Modern Life John. Go to modernlifedating.com. Old man Kathy, we love watching your misery in Tokyo. I'm not miserable. I'm not miserable. I was a little foul mood yesterday, but I'm not miserable today. I actually got some more panels up, but I ran out of tacks. So I got a bunch of panels over here. And I'll add those up. And then soon I'll have the ceiling. And I don't know if you noticed, but the audio quality is pretty darn good. And wait till I get the whole thing pimped up. It's going to be really good. All right. See you guys later, Toodles.